Welcome, everybody. This is Truth to Live By, the radio and television broadcast ministry of Reasons for Faith International Ministries. We thank you for choosing to spend the next 30 minutes with us. We are going to continue on a topic that we started last week. And once again, we have as our guest today, Minister Wesley Blunt, Jr., Associate Pastor at what church?
Greater Salem City of God.
Okay. Minister Blunt has a Master's of Divinity degree from Andover Newton Theological Seminary. We had a great conversation last week, so if you joined us last week, we're just going to continue on the same topic. We were discussing faith, and more precisely, the title of the program was Faith Under Construction, which is essentially another way of saying sanctification. It's a lifelong process for the believer that until you are home with Him, you're in the process of having your faith being constructed.
And in other words, we just haven't arrived yet.
That's right. That's right. And you know, that's something Paul said.
Yes, yes.
You know, he said that he had run the race and that he had finished the race, but he knew that if he had 20 more years on this earth, he would still remain in the process of having his own faith under construction. Today we have two different topics that we want to discuss within faith under construction. Last week we talked about the giants of the faith, in particular Abraham and Moses, and we talked about the evidence of faith. This week we're going to talk about the testing of faith and reaping the benefits of faith.
Exactly.
I know you have a passage in mind that you want to talk about when we're talking about testing of faith. Not that God ever tests our faith, huh? What's that passage you have in mind?
Well, one of the passages I have in mind is found in 1 Peter. 1 Peter 6 and 7.
Okay.
It reads, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed."
What's Peter saying?
Peter's saying that, look, you know, these trials are coming. They are going to come. If you are walking with God, they are going to come. Because the first thing that he has to do is test you to see what you are made of.
And he does that for the benefit of who?
You.
That's right. I mean,
for maturity.
That's right.
To strengthen you.
He wants you to know where you are in terms of your faith.
Because sometimes we think that we're up here.
All right.
When we still have a lot of growing to do.
You know, and it's funny you mentioned that, because, and it's funny that we're looking at one of Peter's epistles, because Peter is a great illustration of what you just said. Peter thought very highly of himself when Jesus was here.
Oh, yeah.
He thought
he
was a very mature individual in the faith.
Really?
Yet when his faith was tested, he denied his Lord three times.
Three times.
And you know what? After that denial, he went back to doing what he had been doing before Jesus came and called him, and it's fishing. And it took Jesus to come back to Peter, looking for Peter, in order for Peter to be restored into what God had originally called. Peter, I'm convinced that Peter thought his career, his service for God was over. He denied the Lord three times. How is God going to use an individual like me? But God had a plan.
But think about it now. Now, look at Peter here. He denied Christ three times, okay? What about us? How are we denying him? Many of us...
We may not do it audibly.
Not audibly. But we do it.
Sure.
And the thing is that the same God that forgave him is the same God that will forgive us.
Absolutely. And, you know, the point is, God, and we often talk about this in class and in different environments with other Christians, you aren't here by chance.
No.
If you are here, it's because God has a plan for you. But in order for God to be able to execute his plan through you, mm-hmm. you've gotta go through testing. Your faith. You have to become the type of person who, when God says jump, mm-hmm. and it doesn't make any sense, you jump.
You jump.
Because you've come to a place in your Christian experience mm-hmm. where you know that at the bottom of the cliff, mm-hmm. God is waiting mm-hmm. to hold you.
And it's all about experiencing Him.
Sure.
Because, see, we have gone through things in the past, and who got us out of that?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we are going through things in the present, we must rely on our past to kind of say, okay, wait a minute. If He did it then, well, He can do it now.
And if He can do it now, He can do it tomorrow.
He can do it tomorrow.
And in a month from now.
Years.
And in a year from now. When I'm 80 years old, when I'm 90 years mm-hmm. old. Listen, Peter experienced God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus came looking for Peter after he had denied Him three times,
mm-hmm.
Peter experienced the grace of Christ in forgiveness.
Exactly.
And look who Peter became after he experienced that grace from Christ. He became one of the pillars of the mm-hmm. Christian faith.
Exactly.
And in fact, if you read his epistles, mm-hmm. it's all about living as one who has experienced the grace of God. But mm-hmm. you have to be tested
mm-hmm.
in order to fully experience, mm-hmm. mature, mm-hmm. grow,
mm-hmm.
and literally enter mm-hmm. levels of new plateaus mm-hmm. that you've never experienced in the past.
And you know that testing is very important, because oftentimes we as humans, we want a lot, but sometimes, you know, God may not be ready to give those things to us,
mm-hmm.
but want to take us through a testing process to see whether or not we are going to be able to readily accept those things, and how we're going to handle those things.
Absolutely.
And so basically we have to understand that that does take place also.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let's look at another passage. Mm-hmm. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. James agrees obviously with what Peter has said.
Mm-hmm.
In James chapter 1, 2 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Whenever you face trials. It's not whether, if you.
Yeah.
They're coming.
Yeah, they're going to come.
They're coming. Because you know that the testing of your faith, this is key, mm-hmm. because you know that mm-hmm. the testing of your faith develops perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
In order for us to grow through testing,
mm-hmm.
that growth comes through the knowledge that testing produces mm-hmm. fruit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And he goes on and said, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
Mm-hmm.
If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who mm-hmm. gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.
Mm-hmm.
But when he asks, he must believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's faith.
Mm-hmm.
He must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts mm-hmm. or does not have faith
mm-hmm.
is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind.
Mm-hmm.
That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable mm-hmm. in all his ways. That mm-hmm. man is a man lacking faith.
Exactly.
He doubts. He does not believe.
Mm-hmm.
He says essentially the same thing Peter does.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And one of the things that we have to understand is that when we come to God and make our requests known,
mm-hmm.
we have to look at it like it's already done.
Absolutely. Because mm-hmm. it is.
It is.
It is. And you know, that's beyond
mm-hmm.
sometimes what we're... I want to look at a passage in Luke, because I want... What is Christ... let me just read the passage and then we can discuss it. Luke mm-hmm. 22.
Okay.
Luke 22 and verse 32. Listen to this. And I want to... Actually, I'll read 31 to give you the context.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jesus speaking. Simon, Simon, listen to what Jesus says to Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. And then he says, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail.
Wow.
You know what he wanted Peter to know? in the midst of your trials and your tribulations, mm-hmm. I am pleading, mm-hmm. praying, mm-hmm. interceding for you, mm-hmm. that your faith may not fail. Mm-hmm. Every time, and we have to think this way, mm-hmm. every time we face a difficult trial, we have to remember that Christ does not sit in somewhere idle. Mm-hmm. He is pleading mm-hmm. and praying mm-hmm. for your faith.
And that, you know, I've looked at that verse so many times. And when I see that we actually have a God that is actually praying for mm-hmm. us, that our faith will not fail. That is amazing because, you know, oftentimes we go through life and we face so many things in life, we don't know whether or not we're going to make it. Yeah. And I believe that oftentimes that we are able to move in that direction that God wants us to move in is because He's interceding for us.
Absolutely. And you know why we get the feeling mm-hmm. that we're not going to make it? Because mm-hmm. we wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
We wouldn't.
We wouldn't when we get ourselves involved.
But if we submit mm-hmm. and surrender mm-hmm. to the Lordship of Christ, mm-hmm. He overcomes. In fact, doesn't Scripture tell us that we have overcome because of our faith?
Our faith, yes.
Our trust, mm-hmm. our belief mm-hmm. in the sovereignty mm-hmm. of Christ, mm-hmm. His ability to keep every promise mm-hmm. He ever makes.
Exactly.
Let's look at the second point. Mm-hmm. Reaping the benefits of faith.
Reaping the benefits of faith. There's a lot to say about that, but I believe that when one reaps the benefit of faith, that basically they are already operating in faith and they have received the promise that God has already said that He was going to do. One of the things that I was thinking about, and we talked about this last week about Genesis, and we talked about Abraham, you know, laughing at the fact that, you know, he was 100 years old and his wife was 90 and they were going to have a baby. But one of the things that really struck me is that God said that I will return at the appointed time. And understanding that at the appointed time, we will receive what God has already said concerning our life yeah. at the appointed time. But first of all, we have to understand that our faith must play a role in order for us to reap mm-hmm. those benefits that He has for us.
And the fact that at some point they became weak mm-hmm. and they doubted mm-hmm. God's faithfulness to keep that promise mm-hmm. and took the matter in their own hands.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm.
caused them, at least at that moment, to lose, if nothing else, mm-hmm. the blessing of His fellowship.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because it was God who said that when I come back, mm-hmm. a done deal. I mean, when God says, I'm going to give you this, or you're going to have a son, mm-hmm. it's as good as if you gave birth to it at that particular moment. Mm-hmm. But God operates on His own timetable, and it doesn't always agree with ours.
No.
I mean, I'll tell you, some of the things that I think of, too, when we're talking about reaping the mm-hmm. benefits of faith, and mm-hmm. I'm not going to turn to the passages yeah. because it would take too long. Mm-hmm. But, for example, here and now, mm-hmm. what are some of the benefits that the Bible says we would experience as a result of exercising faith, mm-hmm. showing faith, and going through the testing of the faith? For example, Paul says in Romans 5:2 mm-hmm. that one of the benefits is hope. Mm-hmm. And you and I talked about that hope. Before mm-hmm. we started the series on mm-hmm. TV. Mm-hmm. Hope mm-hmm. is everything.
Everything.
Is everything.
Everything.
And Paul said, listen, one of the benefits that we reap mm-hmm. as a result of being a people of faith, mm-hmm. and listen, a people of faith, well, and obviously I don't want to make an assumption, mm-hmm. you're not going to experience the blessings or you're not going to reap the benefits of faith mm-hmm. unless you have first and foremost entered into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
I mean, you can be a person of faith mm-hmm. or said faith, mm-hmm. but if you're not in a personal relationship with Christ, we're talking two different completely different things. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about here is somebody who has trusted Jesus, mm-hmm. who has sought the forgiveness of God for his sins, mm-hmm. and has been born again. Mm-hmm. Hope mm-hmm. is one of the immediate benefits that mm-hmm. we receive. Mm-hmm. What is he talking about when he says hope? What is our hope?
Well, our hope is in him.
Heaven.
It's in him.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's all wrapped up in him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what we think about. And yeah. so that includes heaven. Yeah. That includes the things that he has for yeah. us. And so that's some of the things that we really think about. But in addition to that, one of the things that, you know, really got me is patience. Mm-hmm. Understanding how patience play a big role in that, because oftentimes we are believing for something.
Yeah.
But it takes so long.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have to understand that in the midst of that, we also have to practice patience.
Yeah.
Because again, it's not about you.
Yeah.
But it's about when he wants to give us our heart's desire. Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because we talk about that mm-hmm. as if you and I were consistent practitioners of patience.
Exactly.
You know, and oftentimes, you know, I think to myself, mm-hmm. easier said than done, mm-hmm. but why would I want to rush into something that God is saying, wait? Mm-hmm. If I know God has or wills the best for me, mm-hmm. why do anything other than mm-hmm. sometimes simply wait? Mm-hmm. Patience.
I mean, I think that that's very important, because oftentimes when we rush into those things, what happens? We mess up the whole program.
Well, yeah. And
oftentimes we have to pay the consequences
behind
that.
And I'm sure we've
that.
All faced
yeah,
that.
You know?
We've all done that.
You had to pay the consequences
yeah,
behind
absolutely.
That. So we have to be careful
yeah.
about how we walk into those things, and God has not given us to go on that.
And James spoke to that. One mm-hmm. of the one of the things that testing produces mm-hmm. is patience.
Patience. Yeah.
Peter mm-hmm. told us that another benefit that we reap mm-hmm. as a result of faith is joy.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I'm not talking about feeling happy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about an inner, inexplicable, mm-hmm. unexpressible mm-hmm. joy.
Mm-hmm.
The joy of Christ mm-hmm. in us. Paul said, rejoice always.
Yeah. Rejoice.
How is that possible? Because we're in Christ.
We're in Christ.
Christ is in us, and we have a hope,
mm-hmm.
and we're growing and maturing.
And that's even in the bad times.
Oh, sure.
Because well, oftentimes, you know, we
yeah.
have a problem
yeah.
rejoicing
yeah.
in our bad times.
Yeah. He's not talking about a feeling.
No, not a feeling.
It
has nothing to do with a feeling.
A certainty, a reality.
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another one that Paul talked about, an important one,
mm-hmm.
peace. Peace.
Now, that is very interesting.
Something
because
that you and I never knew before.
No,
this.
No. That's very interesting, because it's amazing that through the chaos that you may experience in life, that he can give you that inner peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The and peace that surpasses all understanding.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
And as a matter of fact, he said in Colossians that mm-hmm. we are to allow the peace of Christ to rule in
exactly.
our hearts.
Exactly.
And Jesus said, and I believe it was in the Gospel of John, mm-hmm. my peace mm-hmm. I give to you.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do we have peace with God,
mm-hmm.
listen, we have the peace of God.
Exactly, exactly.
Two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
How about future benefits? I mean, if we are people of faith,
mm-hmm.
if we have come to trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm.
what are some of the benefits that we're going to reap in the future?
Well, I mean, think about it. Future benefits. Reigning with Christ.
I mean, and you know, we talk about these things as if we knew what they meant.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, you know, yeah. But
you know, we talk about heaven as if we knew what heaven was going to be like
be
or
like.
Look like. I often joke and say to people I talk to about heaven, you know, it's a good thing that we have eternity, because it's going to take that long just to get over
just to get over
what heaven is going to be like?
It's beyond our imagination. Even though the Word of God gives us a description,
sure,
we really can't imagine how it's really going to be.
A finite mind cannot comprehend a lot of things.
Exactly.
But we do apprehend those things. Mm-hmm. And in faith, mm-hmm. believe them to be true.
Exactly. You know. Exactly.
Some of the future things, of course, you know, that's one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Another one that Paul talks about is, listen, justification.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it that makes me worthy of heaven now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm justified now, but it has a future consequence.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When I trust Jesus as my Lord and Savior, His righteousness is imputed to me.
Mm-hmm.
And when God looks down on me, He sees the righteousness of Christ. That is what makes me worthy of
mm-hmm.
heaven.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not justified,
mm-hmm.
I, by definition,
mm-hmm.
cannot be a person of faith.
Yeah, exactly.
Cannot be a person of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen. What evidence did God give you of your salvation? I mean, what tangible proof do you have that mm-hmm. you're saved?
Well, the change of my life, my walk, my talk, you know, the way I treat, my behavior is just not the same anymore. My reliance on Him and understanding that I cannot do anything without Him.
But that's very important
mm-hmm.
because it's not a subjective thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's an objective reality because it's a reality for millions of people all over the world, over world mm-hmm. history.
Exactly.
It was the same for Moses. It was the same for Noah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be the same for Christians in future generations.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, when God touches your heart, you're never the same.
Never.
You
can't be the same when He comes into your heart. If you say that, you know, you can't, then I have to question your faith.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. How about glorification,
mm-hmm.
which is a future
mm-hmm.
benefit?
Mm-hmm.
That which God called will eventually experience glorification.
Glorification.
I mean, you know, we allocate 30 minutes to discuss something like faith. We know that, you know, it's a topic that has mm-hmm. been preached on and talked mm-hmm. on for centuries and mm-hmm. centuries, and we're not going to pretend mm-hmm. to be able to complete the whole process here.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, let me read a passage in Galatians chapter 2. And this is a very well-known passage. Many people have committed it to memory. Mm-hmm. Galatians chapter 2. In verse 20, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Now listen to what he says.
Mm-hmm.
The life I live in the body, I live by faith
mm-hmm.
in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. How could a person who died to Christ mm-hmm. live any other way but by faith?
By faith.
It's just amazing to me that sometimes we operate the way we do based on everything that the Scripture tells us mm-hmm. about faith.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews chapter 12. How do we walk by faith? To me, this is critical. How do we walk by faith? It looks like we've come to the end of this program, so we will have to conclude it here. Maybe pick it up at some point in the near future. Thank mm-hmm. you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you,
Minister Wesley Blunt.
Happy to be here.
Thank you for joining us. You as well.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.